Chapter 12. His name was Darryl Earl McHale, and he was what we like to call a two-time loser. 12 of his last 20 years had been spent as a guest of the state of Florida. Dear Sergeant Doakes had managed to dig his name out of the arena's personnel files. In a computer cross-check for employees with a record of violence or felony convictions, McHale's name had popped up twice. Darryl Earl was a drunk and a wife-beater. Apparently, he occasionally knocked over filling stations, too, just for the entertainment value. He could be relied on to hold down a minimum wage job for a month or two. But then some fine Friday night, he'd throw back a few six-packs and start to believe he was the wrath of God. So he'd drive around until he found a gas station that just pissed him off. He'd charge in, waving a weapon, take the money, and drive away. Then he'd use his massive $80 or $90 haul to buy a few more six-packs until he felt so good he just had to beat up on somebody. Darryl Earl was not a large man, 5'6", and scrawny. So to play it safe, the somebody he beat up on usually turned out to be his wife. Things being what they were, he'd actually gotten away with it a couple of times. But one night, he went a little too far with his wife and put her into traction for a month. She pressed charges, and since Darryl Earl already had a record, he'd done some serious time. He still drank, but he'd apparently been frightened enough at Rayford to straighten out just a bit. He'd gotten a job as a janitor at the arena and actually held on to it. As far as we could tell, he hadn't beaten up his wife for ages. And more, our boy had even had a few moments of fame when the Panthers made their run at the Stanley Cup. Part of his job had been to run out and clean up when the fans threw objects on the ice. That Stanley Cup year, this had been a major job, since every time the Panthers scored, the fans threw 3,000 or 4,000 plastic rats onto the rink. Darryl Earl had to schlep out and pick them all up. Boring work, no doubt. And so, encouraged by a few snorts of very cheap vodka one night, he'd picked up one of the plastic rats and done a little rat dance. The crowd ate it up and yelled for more. They began to call for it when Darryl Earl skidded out onto the ice. Darryl Earl did the dance for the rest of the season. Plastic rats were forbidden nowadays. Even if they had been required by a federal statute, nobody would have been throwing them. The Panthers hadn't scored a goal since the days when Miami had an honest mayor, sometime in the last century. But McHale still showed up at the games, hoping for one last on-camera two-step. At the press conference, LaGuerta played the part beautifully. She made it sound like the memory of his small fame had driven Darryl Earl over the edge into murder. And of course, with his drunkenness and his record of violence toward women, he was the perfect suspect for this series of stupid and brutal murders. But Miami's hookers could rest easy. The killing was over. Driven by the overwhelming pressure of an intense and merciless investigation, Darryl Earl had confessed. Case closed. Back to work, girls.